Hi guys, I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.
Okay, so I want to talk to you today about manipulating Facebook's algorithm. This is very important. So let me explain to you a couple of things that you may not fully understand about Facebook. Number one, Facebook is the new internet. Say it with me. Facebook is the new internet. Facebook is the new internet. Say it over and over and over until you believe it. Very important. Facebook is the new internet. Did you hear me? Facebook, yes. Okay, so you get it. I'm beating a dead horse, but it's not dead. It's the fact that you don't understand it. Let's think about this for a second. The internet is 20 years old. That's it. It's just 20 years old. The internet is a millennial, if you were to do it in people, generation, and names. That means this is the wild, wild west of the internet. This is why they're trying to pass laws in Congress to, you know, manipulate the internet, constrict the internet, make you, listen. The internet is 20 years old and Facebook isn't going anywhere. And Facebook is a new internet. Let me explain. No longer do you have to pick up a newspaper and see what's going on in the world. You don't do that anymore. You go to your timeline. I'll explain why in a second. No longer do you have to go to Google and find out some information about something. You go to your timeline. Okay, I'm not telling you Google has been replaced. I'm simply telling you that the way Facebook is structured, it is structured in a manner in which you trust your inner circle. You trust your associates. You trust your employers, and you trust them to have on their timelines the information you care about, and you trust that information to be true. Therefore, when you want information, you first check Facebook. In fact, the culture is so incredible now, you don't even believe it until it's on Facebook. Hey, did you hear this famous celebrity died? No. Let me check Facebook, get it, and see if that's true. That's not on Facebook. I don't believe it yet. That's the culture in which you live in now, to where you literally say, hey, this isn't on some imaginary internet world. This isn't on some imaginary social media construct. And until it's there in a place that I can actually touch, I just get it through imaginary waves and frequencies, then I won't believe it. See, you literally take advice from the real world and say, I won't believe it until I go to the fake world and see it. Therefore, Facebook is a new internet. Now, how do you stand out on Facebook? Glad you asked. This is what I'm going to tell you about. This is what I want to talk about. You stand out by understanding that Facebook has an algorithm. If you like blogs, Facebook will show you blogs on your timeline. If you always like pictures, Facebook will dominate your timeline with pictures. If you like links, Facebook will dominate your timeline with links. If you like to read posts, the actual text writing of posts, Facebook will dominate your timeline with text posts. If you like hashtags, you'll dominate it with that. If you like live videos, you're constantly getting live videos. Why? Because the algorithm says only give to user A what user A engages with. Very important that you understand this. Your timeline is filled with what you keep engaging with. Very important that you understand that. Now, the same way your timeline works in that manner is the same way your audience's timeline works in that manner. Did you hear what I just said? The same way your timeline works in that manner, the same way your audience's timeline works in that manner. So what do we do about this? Very simple. You need to start manipulating Facebook's algorithm. So let's say you do live feeds. Here's how you manipulate that. If you want people to get to your live videos, you need to start getting people to engage with your live videos. What counts as engagements? A like, yes, but a like doesn't go as far as you think. A like isn't enough. And that's where most of you stop right there. Most of you stop at just getting people to like my status. Can I just tell you right now, if you want to be poor, let people like your status, okay? It's an original quote by me. If you want to be poor, let people like your status. Liking your status is not enough. Why? Because you don't own the like. Mark Zuck, he owns it, okay? He don't own the like. He got paid for the like, not you. You get paid for when that like is converted into dollars or something in your bank account, product, or whatever that may be. So likes just is just not enough. You need to have what they call engagement. If you want to rise to the top on Facebook, you need to have likes. More importantly, you need to have comments. You need to literally have people commenting on your live feed. Now, when this happens, Facebook's algorithm is going to say, wow, okay, when user B, every time user B goes has a live video, their likes, their shares, and their comments. This is lots of user engagement and user activity. Let's move their next live feed higher on others' timelines. This is how this works. You got 5,000 friends. Facebook can't show you all 5,000 friends. It won't show you all 5,000 of every 5,000. That's not how it works. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm telling you how to manipulate Facebook algorithm. Listen, guys, you're going to spend a lot of time in your community colleges or your universities. You're going to get this information. You're not going to get this information. You're going to get overcharged for a degree that you won't even work in. And I'm giving you $1,000 information right now. If you want people to like whatever it is that you're posting, you need to make sure that that post has maximum engagement. Here's a way you can do that. You go live. Before you go live, say, hey, buddy. Don't worry about my office phone. This. Don't judge it. I know it's 21st century, but it is what it is. Hey, buddy, do me a favor. Yeah, I feel so weird that way. Let me go with the cell phone. This is crazy. Hey, do me a favor. I'm about to go live. As soon as I go live, I need you to drop me at least 10 comments. And you tell 10 of your friends to drop 10 comments. What's 10 times 10? You got it. 100. Now you have 100 comments. But don't just make them fluff comments. Actually interact with one another. And then when those 10 friends are interacting with one another, the rest of the audience who doesn't know that you call those 10 friends, they will then drop comments too. And you have comments all over the place that people would like. And then those 10 friends, they'll also share. And then you share it to all the groups. And then voila, you told Facebook's algorithm, hey, whenever user B does this type of post, user B is successful and people like it. And that is how you manipulate the algorithm. Now, last thing, that doesn't just apply for the live feeds. That's any type of post. However you're spreading your product, however you're spreading your message, do that. Don't just have a picture and get likes. Everybody gets likes. You need comments. You need shares. Do you understand what I'm saying? That will boost you up on the algorithm and put you and expose you to more people's timelines. Do you understand what I'm saying? You got it. Good. Now, with that being said, here's the last thing you need to understand. It's all about conversion. It is not enough to do everything that I've just said right now and get to the top of the timeline and you don't have anything to sell, or you don't have an email, a way to convert emails or collect emails. You need some sort of sales funnel. I'll come back to that in another video, but you understand. Make sure when you do this, you have the opportunity to seize, attack, and dominate. Antonio T. Smith Jr., I'm here to give you free marketing tips. This life is yours. This world is yours. Whatever you're doing, don't just do it to compete. Do it to dominate.
And why are you playing with greatness? Seriously, why are you playing with greatness? Wow. Let me ask you a better question. Why are you playing with your greatness? Come on, man. You know what you got to do. You know you've been sent here to be amazing. Stop being anything but great. Don't do anything unless it makes you great. Don't talk to anybody unless they make you great. Don't do a task that does not make you great. Stop being average. Be great, because great is your birthright. Great is what you were supposed to do. Great is who you are. And great, as a matter of fact, is exactly what you're supposed to have. Be great. And why are you playing with your greatness? Come on. You know what you gotta do out here. You know you gotta die daily. You know you got to go to bed empty of energy. Why you going to sleep and you still broke? You gotta be great. You understand what it is? You doing something. You gotta do it better than anybody else. If you filing papers, you gotta be the greatest paper filer on planet Earth. If you are literally public speaking, then you need to be the best public speaker on planet Earth. You need to do whatever you got to do better than anybody else around you. Not that you're in competition with them, but you are creating who you are, and you don't have to be in competition. You just have to create who you are, and that's competition. Come on, be great. Stop playing. You know what it is? That's your job. Your job is to be great. Come on, stop playing. You know what it is. Your job is to be great. There's a great story people love to tell about a warrior who had the win on a battlefield. So as he brought all his troops with him, as they got off the ships, as they got to the shore, he turned around and he burnt the very ships that the people came in on. And he told them that in order for us to live, we got to defeat the enemy and be great. And if you see the ships going up in smoke, either we win or we die. That's what you got to do. Win or die, and that's how you